thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We have reached the fantasy football playoffs, and I am Todd Wright. Thank you for joining me for season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We made it. We got through the regular season. We got to the playoffs. Hope you got to the playoffs with your teams in fantasy, and I will be here to offer you thoughts throughout the postseason. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast ends with week 16. That's when your fantasy season should also end. As I've said for years, there is no valid reason you should be playing season-long fantasy football in week 17. Daily is fine. I want to thank Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in what was a challenging year for all of us, and Hooters not having us out for our normal podcast league draft parties at the restaurant here with their 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Sorry, just getting rid of some pop-ups on my screen. Thank you, Hooters, for sticking with me. Looking forward to next year where we can bring back all the leagues across two nights, multiple restaurants in the greater Tampa Bay area. There are 11 original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. For those of you like me who call that area home, again, thank you, Hooters, 4 years running for being the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Sean Sullivan, Podcast League Player, for jumping in, giving us a venue, the Bill Curry Ford dealership, after business had closed on a Sunday, to preserve one podcast league for this year. And of course, Sean Sullivan surprised all of us. I've talked about it since he did it, announcing, he actually told me to announce it to all the owners and then on the podcast, $1,000 bounty on the champion of the league. I use the term bounty. He doesn't. And the ironic part is that Sean Sullivan went out of his way to say, if he won the league, he keeps the money. He doesn't have to pay out. It doesn't fall to second place. Sean Sullivan did not make the fantasy playoffs in our podcast league. He no longer can defend his own money. So when Bill Curry's money is on, Sean is out, and let the $1,000 tournament begin. In the podcast league, just off the top of my head, Rob Wright, former champion in the playoffs. Bill Eisman, former champion in the playoffs, both Todd Wright Tour players as well. One of my Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famers, Bengal Ralph, in the playoffs. Kevin Weiss of the Locked On Rays podcast plays golf, never played in one of my tournaments. Kevin, what the hell? And bring Hannah. Come out and play in one of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, for crying out loud. Kevin is in our playoffs. ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips is in our playoffs. Papa Mike of Papa John's of Tampa Bay, huge Todd Wright Tour player and Todd Wright Tour supporter, is in the playoffs. I am in our playoffs, and granted, there's still a half to be played as we I record this at halftime of the Ravens-Cowboys, but it sure looks like, based on all my math, Joe Bucks fans own. Now, the Joe Bucks fan team not going to make the playoffs, but the sage Ira Kaufman is going to likely get in. He's going to get in for the first time ever. He's going to be in the fantasy playoffs. He's going to earn the eighth and final spot, the wild card. Had a big week this week after I beat him for the second time this season. Last week, Ira Kaufman makes the fantasy football playoffs. How about that? From the podcast league. So, sorry, Sean Sullivan, but one of the eight of us is going to be getting a big check. No, literally. He said he was going to do it this way, Happy Gilmore style. Big physical check for $1,000. And we'll know who that is in a few weeks in the podcast league. Thank you, Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford. Email, let's get right to that. If you want a second opinion this week on where you are in terms of going into the playoffs, you need to know the keyword. It tells me you're an active podcast listener. The keyword is postseason. P-O-S-T-S-E-A-S-O-N. Postseason. Make sure the keyword is in the subject line or in the content of your email so I know you are an active podcast listener, and that will lead me to give you a second opinion on anything you want a second opinion on this week, week 14 of the NFL season, and the first week for most of you for the fantasy football postseason, the fantasy football playoffs. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, 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 keyword postseason. All right, so I'm going to run down 2 to 3 names at the three key positions who, if you own them, they have done a lot to get you into the fantasy playoffs. Now you wonder what they're going to give you, because there are questions. I'm not looking at matchups. I think matchups are so overrated. If there's one thing I've learned about fantasy football this year, matchups are overrated, and fantasy players overrate and overthink matchups way, way too much. I even did a little bit of this myself this year, and I'm not going to do it anymore. All of the names I'm giving you, I'm not telling you not to play them in week 14. I'm saying we have cause for concern. Now, some are out, but these are guys that help get you into the playoffs, give you hope of a fantasy championship, and right now you're right to have questions about them. This has nothing to do with their matchups in week 14. Let's start at the quarterback position. In my modernized, standard, non-point for nothing scoring system, Kyler Murray is QB2. He looks hurt to me. He's had a couple of really off games in the last month. The Cardinals are struggling because of it. There's a connection to another player we'll bring up a little bit later on. Look, Kyler Murray was great for you to get you into the playoffs. You're right to wonder, is he healthy? Will he be productive now that you need to win to advance each week? I show him at QB2 through 13 weeks, but the last month, something looks off. Russell Wilson, I show as QB4 for the season in my podcast league scoring. The Seahawks just lost at home to the New York Giants. You can say what you want about, oh, the Giants are really putting it together, and yeah. I'm sorry I dismissed that. The Seahawks losing that game that way at home to the Giants, to me, is a really awful loss. And Russell Wilson for the last month, from a fantasy standpoint, the points are off average or worse in 3 of his last 4 games. So there's 2 of the top 4 quarterbacks for the season in fantasy that I think if you own them, you're also wondering, what are they going to give me? Is this a trend, or do they raise the level of their game with your fantasy playoffs now at stake? And look, Arizona and Seattle have work to do. You know, the Rams technically now lead the NFC West in terms of either winning the division or even making the playoffs. Let's move to the running back position, because this is easier because we're dealing with injuries. In the early Monday night game, if you started Antonio Gibson, who I showed as a top five running back in my podcast league going into week 13. He suffers a turf toe injury early in that game, goes out. So you got, what, barely a point out of Antonio Gibson in week 13. Too early to know if he's going to play in week 14. And even if he does, that's just an injury. Ask Devontae Adams owners from last year. That's just an injury that is tough for an offensive skill performer to overcome in a short amount of time. And even when they come back, it lingers and it limits them. So Antonio Gibson has been a running back that significantly helped you get into the playoffs. He hurt you in week 13 with the early injury, and now you're probably going to have to go without him in week 14 and maybe beyond. I show him as running back 6 in my podcast league going into week 14, and just behind him, and I own this guy because he's so durable and he plays so hard and through so much. John Gruden has already ruled Josh Jacobs out for week 14. Sure, this could change, but based on what John said and just how John is, I doubt it. This shows you how injured Josh Jacobs was, that he's going to miss two consecutive games considering his pain threshold and his workhorse attitude. I show him as running back 7 going into week 14, even with missing the game against the Jets over the weekend. So there are two running backs that helped you get into the playoffs. Most of the boxes, if not all, and looks like you're not going to have either of them for at least week 14. Keep checking status on Antonio Gibson, but based on the injury, it doesn't look good. All right, wide receiver, we'll give you three names. We did an entire podcast a week ago about how Will Fuller helped you get either into the playoffs or into playoff position, and then PED'd himself out for the rest of your year at the worst possible time. A top 4 wide receiver in my podcast league settings at the time of his suspension. He is currently 6th. Let's drop down to number 10 because DeAndre Hopkins, as of about 6 weeks ago, was the top wide receiver in fantasy football. He has fallen all the way, according to my scoring settings, to number 10. We connect some of this to Kyler Murray's performance and whether or not Kyler Murray is injured. We can connect some of this to the way defenses are playing DeAndre Hopkins, namely what the Dolphins did with the multiple pass interference penalties from Xavier Howard in the game against the Cardinals that the Dolphins won. It worked. So you wonder, you're not benching Hopkins for the playoffs, but you wonder, what am I going to get from him? I mean, other than catching the Hail Mary, his point production has been significantly off, and the volume has been down as well. Not just touchdowns, not just yards, but how many balls he's been catching, and you can connect some of that to Kyler Murray perhaps being injured the last month. I want to give you one more name because watching that Steelers game against Washington, Chase Claypool touched the ball 2 times. Now, if he had a rushing carry, I'm sorry that I missed that, but I looked in, I was charting his receptions and I saw 2 for what, like 36 yards, no touchdowns. Chase Claypool, I see as wide receiver 14. Now, the Steelers lost that game, but notice how many other guys were catching balls other than Chase Claypool. You had Samuels catching balls, Snell catching balls, James Washington had a big play. Juju's game was okay. It came on late, at least from a volume standpoint. Deontay Johnson got in the end zone. Eric Ebron catches a bunch, drops a bunch. What about Chase Claypool? I show him as wide receiver 14 in my scoring settings going into week 14, but Claypool may be experiencing some touchdown regression. He's been a wonderful guy for you really through the first, 12 weeks of the season, 11 or 12 weeks of the season, but the touchdown regression seems to be affecting his fantasy production, and you just wonder why he wasn't more involved in the game plan in a game the Steelers lost after having a 14-point lead. So again, I'm not telling you, other than obviously like with Josh Jacobs, where John Gruden has essentially ruled him out already for week 14 and he missed week 13, and Antonio Gibson with a turf toe injury, but I'm just highlighting some players that helped you get to the playoffs, and now they may not be as productive for you here in the postseason. All right, again, the email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The keyword for week 14 is postseason, postseason, included in the subject line or the content of your email, so I know you're an active podcast listener, and I will return your email and give you a second opinion on anything you want for the first week of these fantasy football playoffs. Thank you very much for continuing to listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.